The Affordable Care Act is meant to give health care access to people who don't have health insurance. Supporters see another benefit. People who dream of quitting their day jobs get a chance to become entrepreneurs. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Health insurance is a big reason why Americans are locked into their jobs. According to a 2008 Harvard study, about 11 million Americans want to change jobs but stay on to keep their health plans. Supporters of the Affordable Care Act, like Senator Patty Murray, say the law now allows workers to leave their jobs for better opportunities.
One of those workers is named Christine Lang. She's from my home state of Washington, and a year ago, Christine dreamed of quitting her job to start a small business. But her family relied on her health insurance that she received through her employer. The Affordable Care Act has changed that for her. In January, she retired from her old job and now plans to launch her own business later this year.
Murray says the law will allow more entrepreneurs to start their own businesses without giving up access to health care.
My father and my in-laws are all a little concerned about this career leap, but they're very supportive.
Christine Lang is 31 years old. Since she left her job earlier this year, she's been busy laying the groundwork for her new business.
How much money should we spend on the experiment? I mean, I could see that easily running a couple $100s to just kind of get the space.
Yeah, it could cost
rental.
Some money, but, you know, the whole thing about being a CEO is to gather the resources you need so that you can run the experiment.
Lang is meeting with a business mentor who's reviewing her business plan and giving guidance on how to test her idea. She's keeping the business idea close to the vest for now, but it's going to be in retail service. Before the leap, Lang worked in fundraising, political campaigns, and in King County government. She says she enjoyed her work and colleagues. Last June, Lang finished her MBA degree. She wanted to test her entrepreneurial chops, but her number one concern was health care.
My husband was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 28 years old, which is a blood cancer. It was stage 4, which is the worst stage. And he spent nearly a year going through treatment. And after 6 months of chemotherapy and radiation after that, and then the mental and physical side effects of him trying to recover coming out of that really hard blow was, you know, we need health care.
Lang says she's thankful her health plan through work has covered her husband's treatment and medical needs. At the same time, it's kept her from pursuing a career change. If she were to leave, it would be difficult to get health insurance on her own. Her husband's cancer history would have been considered a pre-existing condition. Karen Politz is a senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation in Washington, D.C. She says Lang's situation is typical for many American workers. Since the mid-1990s, it's been illegal for job-based health plans to discriminate based on employees' health status.
They are not allowed to restrict benefits just to their healthy employees. They can't say, I'll give you this coverage only if you're not pregnant or only if you don't have diabetes or only if you could pass a physical.
That can be both good and bad. On the one hand, job-based plans provided coverage for families who otherwise would not have been able to do so on their own. But on the other, people felt stuck to their jobs. Politz says it's still early to tell how the health care law has changed that, but the law has reduced some of the barriers that have held them back in the past. Christine Lang was able to find a plan. It costs a little over $500 a month to cover herself and her husband.
It's a small price to pay for peace of mind. After everything that he went through and after thinking that I was never going to ever be in a position where I would have the freedom to start my own business. And now, just 3 years later, not only are we insured, I can start my own business.
Lang's husband has been cancer-free for 3 years now. He still goes in for CT scans every year. Lang says having health coverage gives her a sense of security while she pursues her dream of starting her own business.
Regardless of what happens, I'll know the outcome. Either it takes off and it works and it's great and I'm so glad I did it, or it doesn't work and that's fine too. But I'll know that I tried my hardest and that I did my best and I didn't squander an opportunity.
Lang knows that most small businesses fail, but she says it would be far worse to not try and look back with regret. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.